There has been a surge in business scams. With us to talk about that and more, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Good morning, Steve. Tell us about this, because you're talking about billions of dollars here, aren't you?
We are, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, the Better Business Bureau just issued a release this morning on a study we've done showing that scams against businesses increasing, which is affecting everybody. It's causing significant financial losses and really compromising their security as well. AI, Bob, as we talk about all the time, is a growing concern in this, because you have the fake videos, you have the fake voices and emails, and all trying to steal money from you or the organization in itself. And just the other day, somebody tried to send an email to our accounting department saying, I authorized an expenditure of like $49,000 and you had to pay it. He said to pay it. So it affects the Better Business Bureau. It's going to affect a lot of businesses. We want business owners and people who work for businesses to be vigilant to anybody asking you for detailed information, or you got to do something quickly or act on without further review.
Yeah, and watch out for those unsolicited communications. And then you have these new scams. Tell us about the one in Glenview, and this targeted drivers in parking lots. Is that right?
Yeah, it's coming back around. This has been around for many years, Bob, but the police in Glenview and surrounding suburbs of Glenview have been reporting that people are going shopping in stores, and they're coming out, and these people saying they could fix their car. They had a great deal, or they try to fix it while they're there, pulling out dents and stuff. They go that far, and then they ask for money ahead of time in order to fix it. So the police advise not to speak to anyone who approaches you offering on-the-spot repairs of your vehicle, and do not provide any payment to someone you don't know. Make sure they're legitimate business, and you never want to do something right away. But be careful in those parking lots. It's happening quite often now. It's in the suburbs now, Bob.
Are you still hearing about this jury duty scam?
Yeah, it's increasing. Now it's in Northwest Indiana, and it'll be here back again. But then the police in South Bend have issued warnings. They're impersonating that they're from the South Bend area courts or judges or attorneys or whatever it may be, and that you miss jury duty and that you got to pay a fine as a result. And unfortunately, the people get scared and they feel that they miss something that's important. And sometimes, as we talked about, Bob, the caller ID says that it's from that court, so it could be from the police department. So anybody ever calling you out of blue saying you missed a warrant or missed a jury duty, or you have to take out cash or money orders, Bob, that's the tip off, the rip off, Bob.
And a lot of people losing money. They're trying to get a job. There's an online opportunity, but it turns out to be fake, doesn't it?
It is, Bob. There's so many people out there looking for legitimate, work on that. And, the top money reports in May of 2025 to the Better Business Bureau has reported 50,000 employment scams where survivor was contacted by an online job company saying through LinkedIn, because they have all your information, Bob. So they kind of saying they got this great job and we need your account number. And even one of the scam victims reported investing in a so-called Bitcoin opportunity. You had to put $16,000 in the section to get this particular job. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Again, Bob, if anybody asks you to pay in Bitcoin in anything, that's a warning sign. Please don't do it. And these Bitcoin machines are just popping up everywhere in the gas stations we've seen, Bob.
Be careful out there. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Talk to you again next week.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.